Imagine a late shift, a line running behind schedule, and an unexpected alarm. The floor manager calls a senior leader who wants an answer now. The leader snaps back a quick decision. Keep going. 2 hours later, a machine is damaged, a team member is shaken, and trust is frayed. That rush decision costs time, money, and people's confidence. That's our cold open. Speed without guardrails can make things worse. Today, we talk about designing short, deliberate pauses that prevent that exact outcome.
Oof, I can picture it. The leader thinking they're being decisive, but the system pays the price. Principle only matters if it changes behavior. Pauses are not indecision. They are designed stops. If we build them right, they are safety and clarity baked into the flow of work.
Quick role play first. We want listeners to hear a 90-second script in context. Mark, you take the leader. I'll be the frontline technician. Let's do this as if the line alarm just went off, and Mark is called to decide whether to keep running.
Okay, Mark here. I'm on the phone. I hear there's an alarm. Technician, what's your read? Can we keep running or stop the line?
I can see the alarm. I've checked the immediate indicator. It looks like a sensor fault, but I haven't had a full read. I recommend a 90-second pause so I can confirm the condition and keep the team safe.
A 90-second pause. I'm naming you as the pause steward. You'll have that time to confirm and tell me the next steps. If you need more than 90 seconds, escalate to me with one fact and one recommended action. Go.
Got it. I'm taking the 90 seconds now. Checking the sensor, confirming no flame, tagging the equipment, and I'll report back with one clear recommendation. Starting now.
Thank you. I'll hold decisions until your report. That's the pause in action. Short, governed, and accountable.
Welcome back to the Excellence Imperative. I'm James Whitmore, and with me is Mark Ellison. Today, the power of the pause. Principles don't expire. Practices do. We'll define a pause trigger matrix and the pause steward role, walk three pause archetypes, micro, tactical, strategic, and give you scripts, templates, and a pilot plan you can run in 2 weeks.
And we'll be practical. Execution is where strategy succeeds or fails. Our goal is a pause that prevents harm and preserves decision quality without turning into bureaucracy. We'll cover common failure modes and how to design around them.
Quick definitions. A pause trigger matrix is a simple decision guide that says when a pause is required, based on evidence thresholds, and who triggers it. A pause steward is the named person responsible for owning the pause, collecting facts, and moving to a decision within the time box.
Why a pause is a leadership design choice, not indecision. Leaders choose to create systems that slow down the right things and speed up the right ones. Pauses are deliberate interventions that protect people and information flow. They make the right decision easier by creating space to gather facts.
Reality check. Common failure modes. Avoidance, where no one pauses because it's seen as weakness. Bureaucratic delay, where a pause is used as an excuse to stall. And weaponized pause, where leaders use a pause to deflect responsibility. We'll name mitigations for each of those, because good design anticipates bad behavior.
We intended to bring four guests into this conversation: a crisis lead, a frontline technician, a supervisor, and an organizational psychologist. But we also want to be practical for listeners who are implementing this alone. So we collected their core perspectives and will share the distilled non-negotiables they offered when a pause is invoked.
Moderator challenge. Each practitioner we spoke with named one non-negotiable when a pause is invoked. Here are the four. 1. Name a steward immediately. 2. Define a time box. 3. Require a single fact and a single recommendation on escalation. 4. Preserve psychological safety by protecting the reporter from blame until facts are reviewed.
Deep dive. The pause trigger matrix. Think evidence thresholds. Red means stop now, imminent harm or safety indicator. Amber means pause and confirm within a tactical window. Green means monitor. Archetypes align to that. Micro pauses are about 90 seconds to 5 minutes. Tactical pauses are 1 to 4 hours for containment and triage. Strategic pauses are 24 to 72 hours for complex incidents that require cross-functional input.
Examples: micro, an unexpected alarm or odd smell on the line. Tactical, repeated equipment failures in a shift pointing to potential systemic cause. Strategic, a cross-site safety event needing cross-department review. Each has an owner, an evidence checklist, and a decision deadline.
Mechanics and scripts. The 90-second script has three parts. State the fact you observed, name the steward and the time box, and commit the steward to one recommended next step or an escalation if more time is needed. Steward duties: keep time, gather a single fact set, record the decision, send a templated update, and close the loop within the time box. No theater, no endless status calls.
Sample stakeholder message. Pause invoked. Steward, Alex. Time box, 90 minutes. Known facts, X, Y. Next step, containment action A. Escalation if unresolved by time, shift lead. We include a steward email template and a one-page checklist in today's show notes to make this copy-pastable.
Case study. One plant we worked with introduced a 90-second technician ritual for odd alarms. Before, repeated restart rework averaged 3.2 hours per incident, and near-miss frequency was higher. After a month, time to resolution dropped by 40%, rework reduced by half, and frontline reportbacks increased. Trust improved. Short pauses prevented hasty fixes that created repeat failures.
Leadership tension. Pause as discipline versus pause as dodge. You'll see leaders lean into pauses to avoid hard choices. The fix is simple in design. Every pause must have a named steward, a decision deadline, and a fast override exception that requires one fact and one leader signature. Accountability keeps the pause from becoming a stall tactic.
Practical pilot plan. Pick one site, one shift. Train stewards for that cohort. Give them the one-page checklist and the email template, and run a 2-week test. Metrics to watch: time to resolution, incident rework rate, and near-miss frequency. Look for whether decisions are clear and whether frontline reporting increases. That's the signal of psychological safety.
Micro exercise. Listeners, try this aloud with us. I'll speak the steward lines, and you can repeat the role of the leader or technician. Ready? I'm invoking a 90-second pause. I am the pause steward. I will check facts and report back with one recommendation, starting now. Repeat that out loud at your pace.
Now, practice the escalation line. I need more time. Fact, one sentence. Recommendation, escalate to shift meet at time. This simple script reduces ambiguity and creates a repeatable rhythm.
Synthesis work when leaders design them. Name a steward, time box the intervention, and require a single fact with a recommended action. This is servant leadership in practice. Your role as a leader is to remove barriers, not become one. When principles are clear, decisions get easier.
Final practical note: don't overcomplicate. Start small, measure three things, and refine the trigger matrix. If it doesn't work in the system, it doesn't work at all. Make the pause visible in your management rhythm so it becomes part of leader standard work.
We've put a one-page checklist and steward email template in the episode notes. Start a 2-week site/shift test or a 30-day pilot for a broader rollout. Share what you learn with our community. Your experience helps others scale the practice without repeating mistakes.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe so you don't miss the downloadable templates and our follow-up episode where we share early pilot results and common refinements. Execution is where the idea becomes reality. We'll help you make it operational.